Hey, now when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Your precious Blood River Radio family, this precious young lady, almost a child to me, Miss Annie Elizabeth. She has agreed to stay on. She's on vacation, people. She's been attending a bachelorette party with her dear friends. So she has very graciously acquiesced into sacrificing one more segment with us. She'd much rather be out with her friends. You know, she's young, bachelorette party, enjoying being young, but she's agreed to stay and give us another segment. And before we leave, I'm very proud. Before she leaves, she's going to take us out in a prayer. That's really gets me in my heart. I guarantee you. So, I'll ask another question or two, maybe, and then we'll let Sister Braveheart, our political prisoner, because I think they have something in common. Her and Miss Annie, because Miss Annie has really paid the price, and very few people have paid the price that Sister Braveheart has paid. So anyway, not to put you on the spot or anything, but I know back at the University of Memphis and bringing Kyle Rittenhouse in, people like that. Are you called a racist very much? How much is race? And this is probably a rhetorical. I'm sure it's a rhetorical question. How much racism? I'm talking about black on white racism, Jewish on Christian racism, Muslim, etc. How much is that was on the University of Memphis campus when you was there, Miss Annie, and how much is still there, and how much do you have to deal with every day in your job with in your calling? I'll call it, it's a calling with Turning Point USA. I know you're not a racist, and I know I'm not, but I know that people, other people are. I think, and I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to go right to you. White people, especially white men, are the most despised, most hated animal, creature, organism on the face of the earth. And the enemy of their children, the children of their father, the devil, they want to eliminate us off of the face of the earth. I hope that's not too hardcore, but I'll get back to you. But I'll take it, hand the microphone back to you, Miss Annie. So how much of that do you face every day? I mean, for instance, are you called a white blah, blah, blah? And give us your opinion on that.
Yeah, so going back to just even 2022, when I got kind of involved into the idea of race and diversity and equity and inclusion and all of these things, I have been called a racist, a white supremacist, a bigot, and all of these awful things. And it's honestly heartbreaking because I'm not one who judges a book by its cover. I believe we're all God's people. And I honestly, truthfully believe that there are so many instances where conservatives especially are targeted in a way and, you know, outcasted as these like awful people, you know, as racist or, you know, just being something that we're not. It definitely occurs more than I see, you know, this idea of racism, which, you know, I don't think is a true thing anymore. I think, you know, maybe back then it was, but I don't think there is a lot of racist, if any racist, in America anymore. But I do think that there are a lot of people, especially people of the leftist ideology, that are putting down constantly conservative views and conservative beliefs without even trying to question or understand or have conversation.
And one last question. Do you see a rising level of hatred for Christianity in your everyday dealings, Miss Annie?
For hatred of Christianity, I think that it isn't a complete, you know, out of the picture. I think there are a lot of people that still are interested in learning about faith if they are not religious. I will say the biggest thing to me that really, you know, weighs a lot on my heart is when you see these people that are involved in college ministries of some kind, but are politically or socially thinking about, you know, these leftist ideologies. I think that is the most challenging thing that I see. I think that churches need to do a better job of illustrating a conservative biblical stance, because I think it's so important. And it's sad to know that there are so many people that are working into the relationship with Jesus, but then thinking about issues like transgenderism or, you know, the LGBTQ community or being pro-choice activists. I mean, all of these things, it's just really disheartening that there are Christians out there that are then advocating for those issues. And I feel like I see a lot of this, especially on college campuses.
That's an excellent answer. And you know what, Miss Annie, you're such a precious young person. And before we run out of time, I would like you to, I know the program doesn't end until 6 o'clock, but I would like you to, God will understand. I would like you, if you will, take us out in prayer, in prayer, Miss Annie, if you will, before we let you go.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's always a good time to pray and to talk to our precious Father. And so if everyone will just, you know, join with me, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to be able to be here. Thank you for all of the people that are involved in Blood River Radio who are seeking to share the truth and the words, not only of you, but just like the true word of God and the biblical messaging that is so important to preserve and to advocate for and to truly speak about. Lord, I pray that you are with those people that is weighing on their heart and thinking about, you know, rather they should speak up about these issues or rather they should communicate the truth of biblical messaging and the conservative presence that needs to be shared. Lord, I pray that you just truly watch over everyone who are fighting battles, you know, battles in this movement or just battles in their everyday life. We honor you. We praise you. We ask you to stay with us, Lord. And in that, amen.
Thank you so much, Miss Annie, your precious, precious young lady. I thank you so much for coming on our program. If you will, you can stay in touch with me. I'll stay in touch with you, and I'll stay in touch with Miss Aubrey, who booked you. And maybe we can get her on sometime. We'll get you. And I would like to, if you could, if you would agree, you could bring up some of your other people you work with, some other people from Turning Point, any other guests of your choosing. You're welcome to come on to Blood River anytime, Miss Annie. It's been a great pleasure, a great honor. I'm deeply flattered and by you and, you know, deeply I admire you so much. I really do.
Thanks.
Flattered you could come on Blood River Radio. And you sure have a fan in Huss and everybody here at Blood River Radio. We love you to death, young lady. And I just couldn't say too much about, I couldn't say too much about you. Well, we'll let you go. We're almost at the break. And I know, let me thank you again for spending your precious vacation time to come on and do this, because you do it every day, every day, every day, every day. I know this is a job for Miss Annie, but she's agreed to come on here and help her people. She really has. And that's God bless you, Miss Annie. Tell Miss Aubrey that Papa said hi.
I will. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Have fun with your friends. Bye-bye, dear.
Yes, thank you, Papa.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. What do y'all think about that?
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, that's a lovely young woman. And it's really great to see young people coming up in our movement, young people who are opening their eyes. And, you know, the negative experience she had, I really think that these things, they sharpen our resolve and they actually give us confirmation that we are on the right track, because they never discuss the issues. They just attack, and then you know that you're on to something. And I hear the music.
Well, people, hang on to your seats. We've got to take a minute for this commercial break. We'll be right back.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I tell you, I was so impressed with that young lady, put a precious young lady, Annie Elizabeth. All I can say is just wow. What guts. I didn't want to get too hardcore, but I think we got hardcore enough. She's doing great work. But anyway, I was asking our other family members, our other staff, what they thought about it. So, Miss Braveheart, would you like to lead off and tell people about it? What was your in anything else you have to say? And then we'll go to Miss Belcow.
Sorry, give I just came back. Papers. Sorry.
Oh,
are you on already?
Okay, well, yes, that's okay. I'll tell you what, we'll go. Nancy, would you like to lay this off and do the tar and feathering and stuff like that? What you like, whatever you have planned? go ahead, Belcal.
I've got several notes. We'll do our weekly tar and feathering. That'll be for our elected hogs at the trough wanting to send another bucket of slop to little piggy Zelensky. They want to send another $60 billion of taxpayers' money to add to the already $113 billion that they already have sent to Ukraine. Our heroes are going to be those neocon and Secret Service people who have been targeted for attacks and even assassination, such as Julian Assange. I would like to wish a belated happy birthday to Black female former representative, Cynthia McKinney, who was born March the 17th, 1955. She was on the Gaza blockade in 2009. Her ship was stopped by the IDF. They were taken off of the ship. They were trying, she was part of the movement to free Gaza back in 2009, and I commend her for her courage and her speaking out about the Jewish influence in our paid and bought Congress people. Also, I want to talk about something that happened 21 years ago in March. On March the 16th of 2003, the IDF bulldozed an American young volunteer, a white and American female, Rachel Corey, who was from Olympia, Washington. She was protecting a Dr. Nasrallah's home, who was, they were actually at home at the time. She was outside of this house that was about to be bulldozed. And they went ahead and the IDF, the Israelis went ahead and bulldozed her into the ground and basically killed her. She was, the family that was living there, they were, they said, the information that the family, the Coreys, followed up with this family later on, and that actually went to the home where she was killed. And they said that this family of Dr. Nasrallah's had been moved about seven different times after their home was ultimately destroyed in 2006. And finally, I think they left the country. I would like to, again, brag about Zoomer Historian, which is a site that my brother recommended. As I said, the Latvian Legion had a memorial March the 16th last Saturday in which they took white roses to at least one of the memorials that they have in Riga. I mentioned Riga, and it was in Latvia as opposed to Estonia, so I was kind of made a boo-boo there. I want to recommend that if people are looking for a new newsletter, Dr. Ed Fields has come out with a newsletter called The National American, and this is issue number two. The heading is, Only the U.S. Supports Israel's Barbaric War. So I think we can all relate to that. And the address, if you want to order his newsletter, is Dr. Ed Fields, Post Office Box 1211, Marietta, Georgia, 30061. And I have a question for listeners and for Eddie and Monica. Monica, the PhD. Did we have advanced knowledge of this recent Moscow attack at the concert, in which I'm now hearing over 100 people were killed? It looks to me like there were some warnings of Americans in Moscow not to attend this concert. Now, how in the blankety blank did American forces, American security, know in advance to warn Americans about this concert? It has the hand of America and Israel all over it, in my opinion. That's just my take. And next time when I come back, I'd like to talk about notes that I have from American Free Press. I know Eddie's not a great advocate for the American Free Press, but I don't know a better publication currently.
I wouldn't say that.
I would talk about just notes, some of them, at some point. Okay, Monica, I think I've run dry.
Okay, well. Thanks for the accolades on the PhD. Just to, you know, I'm very proud of that. That stands for prolific Holocaust denier. Yeah. So anyway, that's interesting. I didn't know that about the advance warning, but it did remind me of the Odigo. I guess you could call 9/11. It the Jew call, the warning, stay away from the Twin Towers on 9/11. For a certain group of people that we're not allowed to name, lest we be called anti-Semitic. So I don't know. It sounds kind of like that. And I didn't hear that specifically, Nancy, but I'm sure what my red flags did go up when I heard the report. I thought, this sounds like one of those events which in retrospect we always find out are engineered or false flag or, you know, a variety of things which are going to be pushing us some kind of an agenda, right? So anyway, I guess we'll be seeing what unfolds over the next days and weeks with regards to that, because that's a pretty big event.
They're calling it, they're act like it's the ISIS did this. I don't know what they have against the people in Moscow, but they said ISIS did this.
Oh, but you mean the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service? Is that what you're talking about? The ISIS?
No. It could be the idea. Yeah. pretending to be ISIS. Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, that's kind of the nickname of the ISIS, right? It stands for Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. But anyway, should I talk about our weekly feature that we're now doing, political prisoners? So it just so turned out that I read this in a German magazine here called NS Heute, which stands for National Socialism Today. And the 18th of March, which was Monday, happened to be what they call a political prisoners day, like a, you know, sort of a memorial day to the political prisoners. I guess the mainstream media, they never talk about that. They just talk about Black History Month and stuff like that. But we should be remembering about the political prisoners. And then I read about a new one that I had not heard about. Have either of you heard the name Manuel Eder, E-D-E-R?
Not particularly. If I have,
Eder, or maybe we'd pronounce it Eder. Okay. You know, people lately have been making comments that Canada is really about the worst. You know, it's the worst place right now. Like, we've really gone down into the communist hole. But I would say there's another country that's even ahead of us. And ahead of us, I mean lower than us, and gone deeper. And that would be Austria. Mm-hmm. And that is, of course, where Philip Hassler has been given 10 years sentence for songs. Right. So we already had a hint of that. And let's just remind the audience, too, that Austria is the country where the great Führer, that would be Adolf Hitler, was born.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
So I guess they really want to go after it. Sorry, did you want to say something, Eddie?
Braunau, Austria.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so just elaborating on that. Okay, so
yes.
They really, our enemy has to really attack Austria big time and make Austria be extra harsh. So this man, Manuel Eder, he has been sentenced to 9 years, not for any particular crime that he has carried out, but this is the list of charges against him that made them give him such a seriously long sentence. And he's the father of five young children, and they want to put him in jail for nearly a decade, which would means he misses out on his children growing up. So he has read some historical books. That's one of the evils that he has done. He has some tattoos. Now, presumably they don't like the looks of his tattoos, but we're talking about tattoos on his body. He owns a standard baton. You know, that's a standard thing. I have one. Heck, that's like a self-defense thing, right? He played in oppositional bands, so I guess you could maybe call them like bands, music bands. I'm talking about music, where they say things or sing things that are not in agreement with the agenda, and he hangs out with oppositional people, like dissidents, you know. Okay,
well,
so I hear the music, but let's come back to that after the break.
We certainly will. We'll be right back, folks.
Yeah. pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. ISIS claiming responsibility for a massive terrorist attack at a concert hall near Moscow. Five gunmen wearing masks shooting and killing at least 60 people, more than 145 others injured in the attack. Disturbing video posted online showing the five gunmen in military uniforms shooting at civilians with automatic weapons as other people are screaming and running for cover. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby telling reporters,
"There is no indication at this time that Ukrainians were involved in the shooting."
Now, the Russian rock band called Picnic was about to take to the stage to start playing at the sold-out show, the five terrorists also throwing explosives in the building, which started a massive fire. Russian media says none of the venue's security guards had guns and may be among those who were killed. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow had warned Russian authorities of a possible terrorist attack 2 weeks ago. Conservative Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene wants the House Majority Leader removed. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is advocating for the removal of House Speaker Mike Johnson from his position. Greene has submitted a motion to remove Johnson from the speakership because of his endorsement of a government spending bill exceeding $1 trillion. I'm John Schaefer.
Well wishes coming in from around the world, reacting to news that Princess Kate Middleton being treated for cancer. The princess, who is 42, describing in a video recording how she and her family are dealing with the diagnosis.
"This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
As for the couple's three children,
as I've said to them, I am well. I'm getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal."
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help. And thank you for joining the fight.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Dear Blood River Radio audience and family, thank you so much for hanging out. I think we've been having a great program so far. It was really a godsend to get Miss Annie Elizabeth on. I'm hoping we can get her back again someday. But you know what? We're putting out an all-points bulletin out there for the bell cow. If anybody sends the bell cow, tell her to come home. We lost her. So come on in, back in here, bell cow, and get back on your regular bell care duties. You're the workhorse of the show. So call them back in here, kid. Anyway, Miss Monica.
I'll just carry on. I'll just finish up the little piece that I was telling the listeners about, this Manuel Eder in Austria. When I tell these stories, one thought that comes to me is I sure hope that by telling these events that are happening, these stories, that we're not scaring people into silence because they say, oh, yeah, it's getting like that here too, and I better be quiet. No, the opposite should happen. And I think that's something that we need to talk about, Eddie, how we can bring people into more courage rather than have a silencing effect on them. Because the enemy is not going to stop just because we stop resisting or that we cower in the corner. And I think that it's, you know, we've talked about Alexander Solzhenitsyn many times and the thing he said when they were in the gulag, you know, how they just wished that they had stood up, yes, and just taken a pitchfork, anything that they had at their disposal, in their kitchens even, and stopped them in their tracks when they came knocking every night, you know, to, yes, take people away. And here we are, we're getting ever more cowed down, pushed and controlled, and the noose is tightening. And, you know, when I started this segment this piece by saying that, you know, people are saying to me that Canada is about the worst. Well, yeah, we have some really bad laws popping up, like this Bill C-63 that we did talk about before, and we could talk about it again, I'm telling you, because this is very serious. They want to potentially put people in prison for life, for their thoughts, for their words, like online. You know, if you happen to elicit an emotion, you know, like hate for somebody. Now, what does that actually mean? And guess what? It gets worse than that, Eddie. And again, I don't say this to, yes, scare people. No, we have to resist. We have to fight back even harder. But the complainant can be anonymous. And now it gets even bigger than that. The complainant, who can remain anonymous, earns, yes, $20,000 for the complaint. Can you imagine that? That just is so far down. Now, if anything, we should be using these facts. This is in black and white in that bill. We should be using that to wake people up. If you know anybody who still doesn't get it, that alone should just wake them the bleepity blip up. Okay. You know, I'm ranting here.
No, you're doing great. You notice in the same thing at the University of Memphis, they're going to give these instructors, these professors, money to preach this DEI.
Right.
You know, diversity.
Oh, yeah,
equity,
that's
inclusion.
Right. The DEI. I got that wrong when I answered to Annie about that. I was saying
you're
that
fine
for the LGBTQ, but I knew it was one of those things in the agenda. It's all kind of all one parcel, one package, isn't it? That's all packaged together. But the DEI, which we should really change the order there, the DIE means die. To die, yes. That whole, I mean, you know, it goes along with the critical race theory that they teach the kids when they first enter school. I mean, really, this, yeah, that giving money to the professors. And
yes.
For incorporating that into their whatever class, could be mathematics class. I mean, mathematics, we know that's racist anyway, right? I suppose it's because maybe the Caucasian people do the best on mathematics. And so because the people with pigmented skin don't do as well. Oh, well, it's a racist subject. gets so ridiculous.
You know what? You said something that really yanked my chain. People need to stand up. No one is standing up. Like the little lady we have on, Annie Elizabeth, came on at the first hour. I know a lot of people just aren't familiar with the struggle we're in. I know it doesn't come as a shock to you and I, Braveheart, but she is so rare. You are so rare, especially someone 24 years old. Can you imagine the peer pressure she came under when she was in college, taking on that whole university? We need, if we could just get 10%, but we can't even get 5%. We can't get 2% of the white people to stand up. And I'm saying fight. I'm saying stand up and speak. Speak up. Carry signs. Go to protest. Defend your race. Defend your honor. Because you know what? We're losing this. We're losing not just the nation, but we're losing the whole Western world because white people do not have any backbone. We're so bred down, so domesticated. The cowardice is just, the cowardice is a 1,000 feet deep. You know, you talked about Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He said, years ago, on one of his final trips to America, I pretty much paraphrase. He said the first thing that stood out, and I'm putting my own words in here some, but to get the thought across, the point across. He said what stood out like a Roman candle in a coal mine was the cowardice and the docility of Western man. We have no courage, no guts. I'll give you a little example here. Just recently at the University of Memphis, I'm going to give you two examples. At the University of Memphis last Wednesday, when they had the BLM out there, and all they're so, those blacks there are so damn
stupid.
Are
you talking about the burn, loot, and murder folks?
Yes, correct, correct. Okay. And they had their few little pitiful Antifa out there. And they're just running wild and wherever they want to be and want to do. And not one, I didn't see anybody, not one single person speak up or say anything. There was one other conservative news guy out there. I had my news credentials. I had the same credentials that I took to Charlottesville. I wore them with me. I was dressed real nice, which is unusual for me. You know, I had on the old suit and tie routine and my lanyard with my credentials. I couldn't even get in there. I couldn't get in. But one other conservative guy. But the rest of the people are just cowed down. And so many of the whites were in there with the blacks terrorizing the people like Annie and Kyle Rittenhouse and the other, you know, it's just pathetic. No one will stand up. And I'm going to tell you what, something else on a national scale, what's going on down there in Texas right now? I saw in a video, these migrants, I call them, they're invadigrants. I'm going to try to coin that word, invadigrants. Sort of like a migrant, a vagrant, they're invadigrants. they tore through the wire, the razor fire fence, knocking down barricades. And here's what's so pathetic. They had the National Guard out there, and hell, they're just walking over the National Guard. I saw one of them draw his sidearm, but he didn't fire it. So what in the hell is the National Guard doing out there if you're not going to shoot these bastards? And I'm going to tell you what. We need to emulate, if it's good enough for God's chosen people, Sister Braveheart, by God, it's good enough for us. You know what they do in Israel with these people? They mow them down. They shoot them down like dogs. They shoot Palestinians, Arabs, Christians. They don't give a damn. You don't come into Israel like that because they will mow your ass down. They'll shoot you down like vermin, like skunks, like armadillos. And that's what we're going to have to do. I'm telling you what. I'm not radical. If you want to call survival of the white race radical, then you damn right I'm radical. It's either them or us. We either do like the Jews do. We open fire on these bastards. They're knocking down our borders. They're stomping down over our police and our highway patrol and our National Guard. We're supposed to just sit there and take it and let them come in here and completely take our country. They have illegals, Monica, in here right now, occupying houses. And when they come in, they have squatters laws. I don't know if it's a federal law, but in some states, I'll get off this rant in a second. In some states, I heard a lady talking the other day. She said, if the migrants, these illegals, come in into an empty house, just say, for instance, you're gone on vacation for a month and you're gone and some squatters come in and take your house, you can't get rid of them. This one lady went to jail because she's trying to expel these damn squatters from her house. People, we'll be right back after this break.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dear Blood River Radio, thank you so much for hanging out, Blood River Radio family. You know, I'd like to throw a shout out there too. We have a dear supporter. He's a, should want a better supporter, a bigger friend. I can't even use this nickname because it might be, you know, who might figure out who he is. But he knows who he is, and I know who he is, and I can tell our staff later who he is. But you know, my dear friend, that you're down there on the Texas border, I know you can't listen until tomorrow with the archives. I spoke to you today. I know you're down there laying your life on the line in Texas on that border. And I just hope and pray that the month service you have to spend down there, I hope you come back unharmed. I really do. And I really salute you for what you're doing. And I just hope and pray you're successful. And I pray for our country. You know, Monica, we were a little rave about when I went. I'm so scared and frustrated for our future. I mean, hell, you have a daughter. We have relatives. We have sons and daughters. We'll have granddaughters. Are we going to have great-grandchildren? Or is there a future for white people left on the face of the earth? Is there God Almighty, is there enough white men out there to actually stand up? I mean, Even this dinky radio show, people tell you, oh, well, you're putting your life on the line. The FBI is going to get you. Blah, 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 blah. Would you rather?
That's where we got to stand up. That's where we got to stand up. This is exactly what we have to do, because actually this is one of the things that does give me hope still. And I know I've said it before, maybe I'm sounding like a broken record, but the fact that they are clamping down on our words and thoughts is indeed the sign that they are scared to death of a mass awakening of the people. I mean, they are in panic mode. We do have to remember that, Eddie, that they are in panic mode when they are pulling out all the stops with these crazy laws, like this Manuel Eater, 9 years in jail for having some, you know, something to do with people in the opposition, like dissidents, you know, singing in a band with people in the opposition. There were no deeds in the legal sense for which he was convicted. There were no deeds that he did a crime. It was these conditions of his life, where he, you know, associations that he has, and words, and, you know, tattoos, like actually spelling out that his tattoos. But this is what should tell us, that they are in panic mode, and it is time. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of turmoil. It's going to get worse before it gets better, Eddie. There's no doubt in my mind. Like, things are really ramping up here. And one of the things that has put our people to sleep is that we have been so comfortable for several generations. That's where, you know, that's what happens. We go to sleep when we're very comfortable. So our ancestors worked very hard to make our lives easier and more comfortable. Yes. But the danger is that we go to sleep. And the biggest danger, it wouldn't be a danger except that we're infiltrated by an enemy. We are infiltrated by an enemy that then becomes like a chameleon. They look, they try to look like us. They wear our clothes. They speak our accents, as Cicero said 2,000 years ago. And they move amongst us hidden. They're veiled. The traitor within, right, is much, much, much more dangerous than the enemy at the gate that wears his colors, flies his flag clearly. Then, you know, everybody, we would be rallying the troops to stave off the enemy. And one of their big tools has been this word called racist, to make us all be so, what's the word, Eddie, I'm looking for? We just completely cower and bow down because nobody wants to be seen as a racist. It used to be anti-Semitism, anti-Semite, yes. But that's wearing off. The power of that word is wearing off really quickly. Well, we have to make the power of the word racist wear off, and we have to wear it with pride, not to say we hate other races. No, it's to say we are aware of racial differences. That is a reality that's a fact of life. And God did not mean for us to mix with each other. I know when I was a child and we were learning about some of the old laws that used to exist in many states where they would have laws against interracial marriage, and we were taught this in the context that, oh, they were so primitive and stupid and evil to have those laws. And now I see what they were doing. They were warming us up or softening us up for what they then would bring, and to make it normal, to make it desirable, to miscegenate, to mix, and to make, like, they taught us little children that was evil to go against miscegenation, but it's the opposite, you see. So they were already softening us up way back then when I was in school, you see. That's so many eons ago, right? Yeah. I'm not that old, Eddie, but anyway,
you're not old, that...
No, that's right. Anyway, but that's the thing. They've been softening us up for this thing. We have to take the power out of that word racist. Okay, back to you.
You know, it's been going on for centuries. That's been going. It's really hit a peak now. You know, on the first hour, maybe the second hour, first segment, second hour, I was asking the guest, Miss Annie, a little bit, if the racism attacks were on, you know, black racism against whites. Did she notice an uptick in that? Jewish attacks on Christians. Well. And we know for a fact, I don't think I mentioned on the in the air, but we've talked about this professor at Rhodes College here in Memphis, who's a black, quote, professor, end quote. I mean, I don't know how, I guess you can be a professor of mud pies, but her big shtick is to talk about how white people are inherently evil, inherently serial killers, and we need to be done away with. Same thing with this so-called, another quote, professor, Harvard professor, unquote, who preaches out the same thing, who is a Jew, and the Jew is calling for the complete extermination of the black race, the white race, saying that we're like vermin, we're like a virus. Well, I'm telling you, this so-called, this made up word called racism by Karl Marx himself, I've been told, he's the one that created that synthetic word. It's been used as a weapon against white people. And the only, in that sense, if you go by Karl Marx's definition, he made himself the only damn racist in the world, or blacks and Jews are the world's supreme racists. They're the, if you want to talk about racial supremacy, you know, Jewish supremacy, it's not white supremacy. It's Jewish supremacy. The Jews,
exactly.
It's Jewish supremacy. That's what we need to attack. And, you know, if they want us exterminated, if anybody can look and see, it's everything in the world is evil, is our fault, always heaped on white people. I'll tell you what, I'm so proud of our race, and I don't know where to go with this because we've only got a few minutes, but if you name me one thing, there's not one thing in the whole world has not been, and it's been invented, is worth a damn, was invented by a white person. You name it, anything, the radio we're talking on right here, this computer I'm looking at, this microphone, this notebook paper, this ball, this pen, the pencils, baby, I think came out in 1880, the ballpoint pen, penicillin, electricity, you can't name it, vulcanization of rubber, you can't name anything that was not created by white people, and they're trying to, we're God's chosen people, if there was, I mean, I'm on a rant now, Miss Monica. I'll go back
to
you.
No, that's it's so true what you say. And the really most important point in what you were just talking about is this thing called Jewish supremacy.
Yes.
Jewish supremacy. So everything has been inverted by them, and right down to that one. When they call us white supremacists, well, no, they are the supremacists, you know, they just Jewish supremacy. So that's something that we should just throw back into their faces. We should do that more often, because, you know, instead of going on the defense and say, oh no, we're not white supremacists, blah blah blah, no, just say, no, I just know of one group of people that is the supremacist group, like they think they are God's chosen, for goodness
yes.
sakes, that's what we learned in school. Now if that ain't supremacy, what is? That
isn't
they
that
are
the
God's
truth?
Chosen. Go ahead.
And you know, the white race, to my knowledge, is the only race I know for sure in the United States. Our race is dwindling. The birth rates in the majority of the states, I'm going to say 29 comes to mind, 29 states in the lower 48, the death rate of whites exceeded the birth rates. And that's a mathematical certainty that if that continues, we will die out. And it's worse in places like Poland, I've heard. It's bad. It's equally bad in white Europe. Anywhere we have white people in the world, our birth rate is down, and that's what they want. And that's what it comes with, this LGBT crap, you know, encouraging birth control.
And the fear of climate change. You know, there are
oh, yes.
many clubs sort of where the young white people or European people, they sign a pledge to say they will never have children because they want to save the planet. Now, if that isn't self-extermination, what is? That's like committing suicide of your bloodline anyway, you know?
Yes, it is.
It's not, yeah.
I would like to get the blacks and the Jews to sign that. Get these, let's go door to door. Let's go to the Jewish synagogue and say, we need you to sign this pledge. Don't bring any more of these kites in the world.
Which Jew was it that said the white race should commit collective suicide? Who said that?
A professor at Harvard. We need to look that up.
Oh, Noel Ignatieff, maybe.
We got to, yeah. Nancy, hang on. Monica, hang on. We've got to transition to the third hour now, people. So, be right back. Go get some coffee. It's going to be a long break.